From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Rogers reading Phantasmic Wars, The Book of Imagination by L. Holly. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The cafeteria smelled like a mixture of deep-fried batter and a pungent scent that made Tom's nose wrinkle in disgust. Fish stick day again? He thought ruefully. The clang of slamming lockers echoed down the hallways, the sound forcing its way through the humid air, stuffy from too many windows left closed, making this day just another school day. There was only one thing which made this day stand apart from all the others, and that had much to do with the letter C. Tom's teacher organized her students' days by letters. On B days, Tom's class went to gym, which was Tom's favorite day. A days were computer lab days, and D days were music days. But C day was library day. Tom loved library days, even considered them his second favorite after B days in the gym. But he would never admit it to anyone. If other kids knew he actually liked to read, it would ruin his reputation. But the appeal of library days wasn't just in the books. He also loved listening to the stories that the librarian, Mr. Blackburn, would tell. Mr. Blackburn was a tall, gangly man with glasses and balding hair, and the coolest voice Tom had ever heard. When Mr. Blackburn told stories, he used a different voice for each character, no voice exactly the same, and would whisper and project at all the right parts. When Mr. Blackburn told stories, everyone listened on the edge of their seats. Today, Mr. Blackburn pulled out an unusual book. This was not so strange in itself, mainly because the students talked often of Mr. Blackburn's odd book collection. However, this particular book caught Tom's attention right away because it looked nothing like the usual glossy-covered books he was used to. It was ancient, older than any other book Mr. Blackburn had read to the class before, the binding frayed and the pages yellowed with age. Tom squinted, trying to read the faint lines on the cover. Katie, who had been his friend since kindergarten, a whole 6 years ago, shifted position impatiently, crossing her sneakers beneath her. "What do you think the story's going to be?" she whispered to him. Tom shrugged his shoulders, intent on the book. But before he could reply, Mr. Blackburn spoke softly to the kids.
"This book,"
he said in a low voice, tenderly stroking it with his long bony fingers,
"has been passed down for many ages, since the time when fairy tales were still true and wondrous, and magical things happened often enough to be a commonplace occurrence. It is full of mysteries only the imagination can fathom. Some have said this book makes the imagination come to life when you read it."
Mr. Blackburn paused to gaze down at the book, his eyes blinking behind his spectacles warmly, as if at an old friend.
"In this book are tales written by those whose imaginations were as endless as the sky, myths and legends unlike any you have ever read, and perhaps,"
he paused for effect,
"just a bit of magic."
His twinkling eyes glanced around at them all, but seemed to stop on Tom for a split second. For that moment, Tom felt part of a great secret. However, the moment passed, and Mr. Blackburn set the book down on the table next to his easy chair, one hand remaining on its tattered cover.
"Who else has something in their families that is very old?"
Hands hesitated, raised. Mr. Blackburn nodded.
"We hold on to the things that mean much to us, and the longer we hold on to them, the more we treasure them, the greater power they have."
Again, his eyes flickered towards Tom, glinting in the fluorescent light of the library.
"The stories in this book are magical, but none of them are quite right for our story times together."
"Oh, come on, Mr. Blackburn."
"Yeah, read us a story."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?